Nikolai, what we're doing won't be hard. Stunts and tricks. Nikolai closed his eyes. Bean, you're making me feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad, Sinterklaas, but this is the assignment I was given, because Ender thinks Dragon Army needs this. You were on the list, his choice, not mine. But you don't have to choose me. So I ask the next kid, and he says, Nikolai's on this squad, right? And I say, no, he didn't want to. That makes them all feel like they can say no. And they'll want to say no, because nobody wants to be taking orders from me. A month ago, sure, that would have been true. But they know you're a solid soldier. I've heard people talk about you. They respect you. Again, it would have been so easy to do what Nikolai wanted and let him off the hook on this. And as a friend, that would be the right thing to do. But Bean couldn't think as a friend. He had to deal with the fact that he had been given a command and he had to make it work. Did he really need Nikolai? I'm just thinking out loud, Nikolai, because you're the only one I can say this to, but see, I'm scared. I wanted to lead a tune, but that's because I didn't know anything about what leaders do. I've had a week of battles to see how Crazy Tom holds the group of us together, the voice he uses for command, to see how Ender trains us and trusts us, and it's a dance, tiptoe, leap, spin, and I'm afraid that I'll fail, and there isn't time to fail. I have to make this work, and when you're with me, I know there's at least one person who isn't halfway hoping for this smart little kid to fail. Don't kid yourself, said Nikolai, as long as we're being honest. That stung. But a leader had to take that, didn't he? No matter what you feel, Nikolai, you'll give me a chance, said Bean. And because you're giving me a chance, the others will too. I need loyalty. So do I, Bean. You need my loyalty as a friend in order to let you personally be happy, said Bean. I need loyalty as a leader in order to fulfill the assignment given to us by our commander. That's mean, said Nikolai. Said Bean. Also true. You're mean, Bean. Help me, Nikolai. Looks like our friendship goes only one way. Bean had never felt like this before. This knife in his heart, just because of the words he was hearing, just because somebody else was angry with him. It wasn't just because he wanted Nikolai to think well of him. It was because he knew that Nikolai was at least partly right. Bean was using his friendship against him. It wasn't because of that pain, however, that Bean decided to back off. It was because a soldier who was with him against his will would not serve him well, even if he was a friend. Look, if you won't, you won't. I'm sorry I made you mad. I'll do it without you. And you're right, I'll do fine. Still friends, Nikolai? Nikolai took his offered hand, held it. Thank you, he whispered. Bean went immediately to Shovel, the only one on Ender's list who was also from C-Tune. Shovel wasn't Bean's first choice. He had just the slightest tendency to delay, to do things half-heartedly. But because he was in C-Tune, Shovel had been there when Bean advised Crazy Tom. He had observed Bean in action. Shovel set aside his desk when Bean asked if they could talk for a minute. As with Nikolai, Bean clambered up onto the bunk to sit beside the larger boy. Shovel was from Cagnes-sur-Mer, a little town on the French Riviera, and he still had that open-faced friendliness of Provence. Bean liked him. Everybody liked him. Quickly, Bean explained what Ender had asked him to do, though he didn't mention that it was just a sideshow. Nobody would give up a daily practice for a something that wouldn't be crucial to victory. You were on the list Ender gave me, and I'd like you to... Bean, what are you doing? Crazy Tom stood in front of Shovel's bunk. At once, Bean realized his mistake. Sir, said Bean, I should have talked to you first. I'm new at this and I just didn't think.
New at what?
Again, Bean laid out what he had been asked to do by Ender. And Shovel's on the list? Right. So I'm going to lose you and Shovel from my practices? Just one practice per day.
I'm the only tune leader who loses two.
Ender said one from each tune. Five plus me. Not my choice.
Merda, said Crazy Tom.
You and Ender just didn't think of the fact that this is going to hit me harder than any of the other tune leaders. Whatever you're doing, why can't you do it with five instead of six? You and four others, one from each of the other tunes. Bean wanted to argue, but realized that going head-to-head wasn't going to get him anywhere.
You're right. I didn't think of that. And you're right that Ender might very well change his mind when he realizes what he's doing to your practices.
So when he comes in this morning, why don't you talk to him and let me know what the two of you decide? In the meantime, though, Shovel might tell me no, and then the question doesn't matter anymore, right?
Crazy Tom thought about it. Bean could see the anger ticking away in him. But leadership had changed Crazy Tom. He no longer blew up the way he used to. He caught himself. He held it in. He waited it out.
Okay. I'll talk to Ender. If Shovel wants to do it.
They both looked at Shovel.
I think it'd be okay, said Shovel, to do something weird like this.
I won't let up on either of you, said Crazy Tom. And you don't talk about your wacko tune during my practices. You keep it outside.
They both agreed to that. Bean could see that Crazy Tom was wise to insist on that. This special assignment would set the two of them apart from the others in C-Tune. If they rubbed their noses in it, the others could feel shut out of an elite. That problem wouldn't show up as much in any of the other tunes, because there'd only be one kid from each tune in Bean's squad. No chat. Therefore, no nose rubbing.
Look, I don't have to talk to Ender about this, said Crazy Tom. Unless it becomes a problem. Okay?
Thanks, said Bean.
Crazy Tom went back to his own bunk.
I did that okay, thought Bean. I didn't screw up.
Bean, said Shovel.
Eh?
One thing.
Eh?
Don't call me Shovel.
Bean thought back. Shovel's real name was Ducheval.
You prefer two horses? Sounds kind of like a Sioux warrior.
Shovel grinned.
That's better than sounding like the tool you use to clean the stable.
Ducheval, said Bean. From now on.
Thanks.
When do we start?
Free time practice today.
But Ghana.
Bean almost danced away from Ducheval's bunk.
He had done it.
He had handled it.
Once, anyway.
And by the time breakfast was over, he had all five on his tune. With the other four, he checked with their tune leaders first. No one turned him down. And he got his squad to promise to call Ducheval by his right name from then on.